Shoes.
Recorded live. Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hung up and called back.
Thank goodness. We just, I don't know, just having some of this technical problem here. So thank you for coming on. So great. Yes.
Okay, so you're Brenda?
So anyway, yes, it is. This is Brenda. And, yeah, we'll just start this. This internet radio show, and for some reason I was just having some glitches. I don't know why, but at any rate, looks like we're good to go. So, perfect. Well, thanks for coming on.
Okay, my name's Marlene.
Marlene. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Brenda.
So you're in Illinois, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are you part of the Bill Henderson's group, are you, Facebook group?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's just see what we can do here for you tonight. So are you familiar with the emotion code or body code as taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson?
Just a little bit. I had the book, but I wasn't able to read it, so I had to give it back to the library. But I'm going to get it again.
Well, you know what? We're going to go through the chart. Now, I had loaded the emotion code chart, which would be in that book. Now, it is in loaded within Bill Henderson's Facebook group, so you can always get that. And, you know, you can also receive that at healerslibrary.com as well. So that's
okay. Okay. Should I take notes?
No, it's okay. This is going to be a recording, and we're going to – I'll be taking notes here for you, so no worries. So I just want to go over this just very quickly for people that might hear this at a later date. So, again, my name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm a certified practitioner of the Emotion Code and Body Code as taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And I worked with Bill for many years, and he would bring people my way, and then I would help them find out what's going on. So it's been said that about 10% of our brain, that that's where we think, we move, we make decisions, and we see and we hear, we taste, we touch, we smell. That's all at that 10% on a conscious activity. And about 90%, this is where we really capture a lot of the, it's like the computer, all the things that we've done, like where we've been, who we spoke to, all this information has been stored like this computer at a 90% level. So it's through Dr. Bradley's experience that a lot of the diseases that we have or imbalances in the body, they're due to these unseen energies. So what we're going to be doing tonight, Marlene, is working with you, with your subconscious. And we're going to be finding out exactly what's going on and doing some release and healing work. So what's really interesting is that every virus, bacteria, or fungus that has ever invaded our bodies, all of our injuries, all of our thoughts and feelings, again, everything is stored in our cell, right down to that atomic level. So what we're going to do is find out exactly what's going on. Now, I'm going to be working with the emotion code and body code, but I want you to work with me for muscle testing when a particular emotion comes up because I want you to feel it. It's very, very important that you can feel exactly what's coming up instead of me just saying, okay, Marlene, you know, this happened, and then I want you to feel it. So have you ever muscle tested before, Marlene?
No.
Okay. I want you to stand up. Do you have the phone by your ear?
Oh, you want me to stand up.
Is that possible?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're not in a position of doing that. Okay. So have you ever muscle tested using your fingers with the linked ring finger test? Have you ever done that before?
No.
Okay. Well, then we're not going to worry about it now, and I'm just going to move ahead. But just know, and this is very, very cool, just know that you can use your body. I know it mentions that within the book, but like a pendulum. And it works really, really well. We can get kids doing this, my grandkids doing this. So they're not worrying about it and thinking, oh, I can't do this. They're just, okay, I'm here, I'm present. And you command your body. So I'm standing up right now. I know you said you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm commanding my body. I'm standing up right now with the phone at my ear. I'm commanding my body, show me a yes. My body is starting to move forward. Okay? Commanding my body, show me a no. My body's starting to go backwards. And it doesn't have to be a big sway forward or a big sway backwards. It really doesn't matter. It's when you can feel the difference between a forward and a back, or forward yes, back no, then you have just muscle tested. It's very, very easy, and it's something that I get into my work because I want you to feel it. But we're just going to move along and just get some history on you and what's going on. Okay, so Marlene, tell me, what's your story, and what's happening for you?
Well, I've been diagnosed with small lymphocytic lymphoma. And it's been about 9 months now since I found out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not seeing any doctors right now, of course, because they're all pushing chemotherapy. And
mm-hmm.
Well, it's a slow-growing cancer, and so one doctor wanted to do a PET scan, and another doctor wanted to do a CT scan. And because
mm-hmm.
They want to stage it. And I just didn't really at that time feel like doing either of those tests. The first doctor that wanted to do the PET scan, he was squeezing on me and poking and prodding me, and I just felt awful after I saw him. And so mm-hmm. I knew I never wanted to go back to him.
Yeah.
And he was pushing. He said, you know, they both told me it's a wait and see type of thing, and as long as tumors are not that bad, they just wait and see.
Right.
And then the next doctor I saw, she was very nice, and I liked her a lot. But then I read something about how a CT scan is equivalent to like 100 chest x-rays. So I was like, I don't know if I want to do that either. So I haven't done it. And most of my family and some of my friends are like, you got to do something. You can't just do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, you know, change my diet and, you know, avoid sugar and
right.
and bad oils, canola oils and that type of thing. And I'm drinking carrot juice, organic carrot juice and alkaline water. And that's pretty much what I'm doing right now.
So it sounds like, and I'm not a doctor, but as far as, it sounds like you know what you're body wants you to do as far as how you're, you know, the foods and that type of thing. So that's really good. We're gonna look at the emotional part, and this is where I know you said you gave the book back, but you may want to get the book, or I think you can even download it. So you may not have to get it back. I think so. I think if you go to healerslibrary.com, you can. I'm quite sure. I know you could at one point in time. So you can get that information, but it's really important to work with someone because we can get the book, but unless you're using it, it just goes back on the shelf. So
yeah, you know what? I'll probably just buy it because it seems like it's very important. Yeah.
Well, it is. And then you go through it, and then things kind of make sense. But at any rate, so when you get that emotion code book, you know, read it again. And once you start working on yourself
mm-hmm.
and checking, that's something that you can do when you're in time here, just feeling confident as to your yes and your no, and you can do this, then
mm-hmm.
it's very empowering. Right now, you need to be empowered, period.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
need to listen to your higher self, and you need to be empowered. We all need to be empowered. So stick with that. Listen to your gut feeling, no matter what anybody says. That's my suggestion, because that certainly has worked well for me. So let's firstly, we're going to be asking God just to send a white light so there's no interference around you, and we want to get that go ahead and connection with God. And when I do that, you can't see me. I usually do Skype sessions so you can see me working. When I'm sitting, I'm going forward. Actually, when you're sitting, you can do a bit of a sway test too, but that's a little bit of practice for that one. But right now, when I'm sitting and commanding a yes, my body goes forward and then back for a no. So I've been able to do the sway test sitting instead of standing, and that's something that, you know, you could do too. But let's just get you going. I just want to get going on this. So a lot of the times, and you probably know this, but there can be things that happen prior to the diagnosis. So now that we're connected, I want to ask your body, your higher self, okay, what was the trauma that preceded the diagnosis of the cancer? So I'm checking in, and again, I'm working with the emotion code and the body code, and the body code is really more extensive than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm checking in and asking what that is, and I'm checking in, is there anything here, is it as to, okay, so I'm getting guided to energies, for example, that's coming up right now that I need to look at. So there's something there on that post-traumatic level. So now I'm going to dig some further. So I'm asking, are we looking as to a psychic trauma? Is that what that is? It's not a physical trauma, not inflammation, not in my asking, but I'm getting, yes. Yeah, so I'm getting a psychic trauma that's coming up for you. So some type of a psychic trauma. And when
yes.
I'm... When you see me on Skype, then I can open up my Skype file, and then you can see me working. So it really makes it way more interesting. But anyways, we're going to do our best here tonight. So within the psychic trauma, I'm checking in, well, what is it? You know, what is this? It's very similar to a trapped emotion, but it has to be identified as a psychic trauma. And they're usually two emotions felt simultaneously. So I'm checking in, is the psychic trauma, is it in column A? I'm getting no. It's in column B? Yes. Is this in an odd row? No. Is it even? Yes. Is this in row 2? I'm actually getting a yes on that. So now I'm going to go down one by one. If anybody's listening here, if they do have the motion code chart, you can follow along with me. So I'm checking, what is Marlene's, her very first psychic trauma? Is it as to failure? No. Is it as to hopelessness? No. Is it as to helplessness? Well, you're quite strong on the helplessness, but very strong on the first one, which is lack of control. So this whole lack of control is coming up. Now, how old are you, Marlene, for muscle testing? 48. 48? 0, 10, 10, 20, 30, 31, 2, 30, 31, 32. Yeah, so I'm getting to 32 years of age. So we've got something going on at 32 years of age. Now, I just want to move on here before we check further into that. So lack of control, is there another psychic trauma? Is that, oh, I'm just asking, is, no, actually there isn't. That's interesting. Okay, so we got the one psychic trauma, which is the lack of control. So what was happening for you, Marlene, at 32 years of age? Does something come to your mind that, like, oh, that was going on?
It does. I used to belong to a church that turned out to be a religious cult.
Ooh.
And they were very controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very unhappy.
Yeah, that whole lack of control, isn't that interesting?
It is an interesting, wow.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so yeah, of course, that's, yeah, another very pleasant experience. Okay, so as you know, in the book, it mentions working with a magnet, which we can do, or if we don't have one, it's very handy just to use our fingertips. We put them together, we clump them together, and we're going to work over it. Work with me, Marlene, on this. Can you do that?
Okay, put my fingertips together?
Yeah, clump them together, the fingertips. And we're going to put them in between your eyebrows, and we're going to move them up your forehead, up over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Bring your hand around the front again, and we're going to do it again. We're going to do it several times. So let's work together, Les, in prayer. So when you're doing that, I'm going to use my magnet, and which is works just as well. So we're going to start the process here. So start in between the eyebrow area. So here we go, and we'll just keep releasing that psychic trauma of lack of control at 32 years of age. So releasing that energy. Now, this energy comes in. It can come in at any time and create havoc on the body. So releasing this lack of control energy at 32 years of age now. Releasing it now. Okay. Oh, it's still releasing, Marlene. No, it's still releasing. And when I say that, I also work with the pendulum here, and and you can check as well. I'm still showing it, and I can feel it there. It's still releasing. Okay, here we go. If you hear a bit of a yawn on my part, I'm not being rude. That's just what happens with me. It's just energy releasing. Okay, it's still releasing. This was a big one for you, Marlene. A very big one. Yeah, it's just going like crazy now. Okay. Okay, good. Everything's slowing down.
I am.
Okay, whew.
I've never read about this part before.
Pendulum is used throughout the world. It's a form of dowsing. So people dowsing is used to find water wells, and it's used throughout the world. So it's a form of testing. Dr. Nelson does this. He's worked with the pendulum as well. So it's nothing crazy or anything. It's just a type of dowsing where you can get answers. And it's a really good thing to work with. If you're interested, just email me, and I can send you my ebook that does talk about dowsing and various forms of testing. So, yeah. Okay, good. Now I did my yawn, and sometimes, like when you start doing this more and more, Marlene, you're going to be aware of energy, and you might feel a little bit different afterwards. You may or may not, because your mind might be going like, oh, I don't know if I buy into all of this. You might, be going there. But the more that you're doing it, and the more that you're working on you or working with me or a practitioner, then it's just like, wow, this is for real, you know. So
I'm interested. I'm really interested.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great stuff. Because we hold all of this, and that's what Dr. Nelson says, that we hold all of these thoughts, and it could be something we picked up in, within birth, or we've inherited it, or with preconception. Like, it's crazy, and I've seen so much happen over the years. So it's amazing what we pick up. And a lot of it could be stuff that's not even ours that we've taken it on. Okay, so now we're back to where we were, which was this psychic trauma at 32 years of age. So when I ask, is that now been released, I'm being shown a yes. So yay, that's number one. So since you're the only one on here, it's going to continue, and you're going to be the example for the evening. Okay, so we're going to go back, And I'm going to be asking, okay, what else for Marlene? What else is contributing to any traumas that are, you know, pre-diagnosis of the lymphoma? Is there anything further that, and I've been told, yes, there is. So I'm going to be asking, so what is it? You know, where do we need to go? So is it as to an energy, as I'm being told, no. Is it something to do with circuits and systems? No. Is it some type of toxins? Yes, very, very strong there. So now we need to find, okay, what toxicity within your body, you know, what are we looking at? So, because there's all these different types of toxicity that can create problems. So I'm checking in. Is it as to a dental toxicity? Oh, I'm getting it. Well, there's a yes on that. Is that where we need to go? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I am going to go there right now. Okay, so dental toxicity. So, of course, you know about the dental work, I would imagine, through Bill Henderson's work. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you, I don't need to go into that with you. Okay, so I will ask you just, you know, to find out, do you still have any fillings, like any heavy metals in your mouth?
I don't have the fillings, but I do need to take care of a root canal that I had.
Okay, so there's the root canal issue. Okay.
And then so, I don't know if this makes a difference, but I did have all the metal fillings removed and, you know, replaced with, you know, safe materials. But a dentist just asked me, did I want that done? This was a few years ago, and so I don't know if he did it safely or not. He wasn't a bio dentist.
Heavy metals.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm certainly not an expert on that, and maybe that's where, you know, going to a biological dentist would be the way to go. And I think Marie Henderson has names of biological dentists that you could, you know, receive that information on, perhaps closer to where you're at in Illinois. But these root canals, they do have to be done safely, because it's impossible to sterilize the miles of bacteria containing this micro found in a typical tooth. So they do have to be done safely. And again, I'm not the expert on that. But so that's something that you know that you need to do. It's in the works, and I would imagine it's something you want to look at. And, of course, you know, there's whole the all expense and all that to it as well. So I really don't know about that. But it's feeling that that's something that, you know, you need to look at. So we'll leave that with you for that segment. And let's just go back and see if there's any other, you know, toxicity that has, you know, contributed or related, you know, this precancerous, and see what comes up. Okay, so we looked at the dental toxicity, and I'm just checking in. Is there any microbiome? Is that what? No, any prions. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting any chemicals, but so I am picking up some heavy metals. So, I mean, there's things that you can do for heavy metal toxicity, because we can get that from many places, like contaminated food or vaccines, or polluted air and water, cosmetics, so many different things. But you know what would be really good to do too, and this is what Dr. Nelson, is that we can also energetically, we can work with the toxins on an energetic level. Now, you may need to see what other remedies would be beneficial to help with the heavy metals. But, you know, because there's such things, and this is where you'd work with a naturopath. And I know there's a very good naturopath that worked with Bill Henderson, Dr. Judy Seeger. I would really highly recommend, if you can, to connect with her. So
she's in my area?
No, she's in the United States, but you could connect with her on the phone or Skype, Dr. Judy Seeger. She's worked a lot with Bill Henderson, and Marie Henderson knows of, I'm sure she knows of Judy as well. So I would recommend, and she's a very great lady to work with, and she's all into natural and extremely knowledgeable. But so I'm just going to give you some examples of what could be part of that detoxification. It could be chelation therapy, liver cleanse, liver gallbladder flush, a detoxification inferred sauna. I mean, there's different things. But on an energetic level, let's just go there. Because, yes, you can add to this and, you know, you can do all these different procedures, but how exciting it would be to know that we can do as much as we can on an energetic level. So we're going to go back to this heavy metals and work together. And I just want to check in for you and ask the question, what percentage, yeah, it's hard to tell when, you know, you can ask percentages on so many other things, but on this, no, I'm just going, no, I won't be doing that. Okay, so let's just go ahead. And this is something that I would ask you to do for yourself. Like, you might not feel totally comfortable, or it might be sort of out there for you, or it may not. But let's work together as in prayer and release the toxicity of the heavy metals. Okay, so do what we did before, set your fingers together, and I'm going to recommend, you know, do this every day, like why not, you know, like every day we have to hydrate ourselves, drink, you know, the purified water, have the right, you know, supplementation, the right food. Well, every day we can also work at deleting these things that are not good for us, which is obviously heavy metals. So why not? You know, got nothing to lose. So let's take your fingers again in between your eyebrow area, and let's bring it up over the eyebrow, or sorry, in between the eyebrow area, over top of the crown of the forehead, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Bring your hand around the beginning and do it again. We're going to just do this several times. So for what you could say for yourself in the future, releasing all heavy metals now. Releasing all heavy metals now. So throughout your body, throughout your muscles and bones and all fluids and tissues, within the mouth region, within all the meridians, at all levels, right down to that empty space of the cell. So all of the unknown levels, it's just, you know, it's really praying to God here. It's bringing in and releasing all these heavy metals now, very, very gently. We want them released very, very gently and safely now. Okay, and then I just, you know, do this until I feel like, okay, I think I'm done. Okay, good. Okay, so I'm just going to recommend, and if this doesn't, you know, there's no harm to this on an energetic level, just do it, you know, just like that Nike commercial that used to be around, just do it. Just think, well, what the heck, you know, might as well have nothing to lose. Just do that, and then, you know, work with your naturopath and see what else you can do to help release that heavy metals within your system and, you know, any of the toxicity. Okay, so that's something else that came up, and then, okay, so let's just go back to the very beginning, and again, this is something I would show on my computer when I open up the Skype. Then you can see me working, and that works really, really well. Okay, so I'm just checking in and asking, what's the next thing? What's the priority? What's the next priority that we need to look at right now at this moment that's contributing to any trauma as to the lymphoma, the diagnosis of the lymphoma. So it's like we're going back in time here and finding out what else is going on here. Okay, so I'm checking in is there, you know, is there anything on the left side of the chart that we need to look at? Being told no. Is it pathogens now? Being told no. Is it as some type of a misalignment? Is that where we need to go? And I'm being guided to, yes, we need to go over there. So what is it? Is it a connective tissue? No. Is it as to a gland? Maybe. Is it as to an organ? No. Is it as to systems? No. So is it as to a gland? Yes. So I'm being guided to, yes, it is as a gland. So now we need to find out what gland. So at the very beginning, what I do, so we're not sort of jumping around here. I like to do an evaluation. So we're checking your pH level, checking for toxicity, and we go through all the organs and glands and see which ones are happy, because that's one way your subconscious relates to it, happy or imbalanced. And then we can kind of see, oh, we need to go over here or we need to go over there. Okay, so right now I'm at the gland portion, and I'm saying, well, what gland's imbalanced that is related to this? So I'm checking in. Is it as to the thyroid gland? Well, actually, that's quite strong. Okay.
Well.
The thyroid. So have you had issues with the thyroid in the past?
I have not, but
okay.
I have swollen lymph nodes in that area.
Okay, so there is so do you have any issues like weight gain or fatigue, cold intolerance, any of that?
No, I mean, after, before I was diagnosed, I was starting to lose weight without really noticing. And then after I was diagnosed and started to eat more of a vegetarian diet, I lost a lot of weight rapidly.
Okay. So I'm getting more is, I'm just checking, well, is it hyperthyroid or hypo? So I'm just asking, so for Marlene, is it hyperthyroid or is it hypothyroid? More as to hyperthyroid. Now, that can create nervousness or hair loss, rapid heart rate. Do you have any of those symptoms?
Rapid heart rate. Sometimes my heart rate increases when I'm lying down.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, we're going to go ahead here and just check and see if there's any emotions because, again, these unforeseen energies, they can come in to anywhere and create havoc on the body. So I'm going to be asking, now, if you had your motion code chart there, we're going to be checking in as to the thyroid and find out exactly what's going on. And that would be in your row 6. Okay. So I'm checking as to the thyroid, where is it at? And again, if you're testing with me, we can do that together. But I'm getting, okay, so is this as to... Yeah, so the first thing that comes up for that is the trapped emotion of humiliation. So humiliation. Now, I want to find out when did this come in for Marlene. Okay, so you said you're 48?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm not asking 0 to 10, 10, 20, 20, 30, 30, 40, 30, 40, 31, 2, 31, 32. You know what? I'm getting 32 years of age again. And that can happen where we get several emotions that can come in exactly at the same time. So 32 years of age. So, yes, so definitely 32. So does that resonate for you?
Not really. I can't really remember exactly what year that was.
Okay, so you're imagining the 32 was with this church that you thought was a church, but it was actually a cult? At 32.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm picking up on is the humiliation, your humiliation. Okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and release it. So just do what we did before. Take your fingertips if you don't have the magnet. And so this is what you're going to do when you start working on your own with this emotion code chart.
Okay.
And it's learning how to find out what emotion, where is it at, and then you release it. So you don't have to go where I'm going with all this. You just work directly with the emotion code chart. Make it very, very simple. Oh, I have a trapped emotion. Where is it at? And then just move along. Okay, so let's go ahead and work. And we're going to be releasing this trapped emotion of humiliation. 32 years of age now. So work with me again.
Okay.
We're releasing this trapped emotion of humiliation at 32 years of age now. Okay, here, this is good. Okay, that was a good one, Marlene.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to mention to you that you're getting some, you know, having some work done here today. And what can happen, and believe me, it happens a lot, or it can happen a lot, is that you could be a little bit tired afterwards, or you can be energized. It kind of can go one way or the other. And if you find yourself a little bit, oh, I'm just tired, know that that's because the energies are releasing. These unforeseen mm-hmm. energies are released. And so, it's good, you're on that process of upward swing of healing. So we want you moving forward and that those energies are releasing. So it's a good indicator. One way or the other, you energize, you just feel like, oh, man, I'm just tired. Know that that's the process of releasing. So not to get discouraged with it.
Okay.
So, do you have any questions about that? About any of this?
And so when you were asking yourself, like you were, I was just wondering why it didn't tell you other ages or whatever.
Because we can only go one thing at a time here.
Okay.
So, okay. We're just being guided. I mean, honestly, we're just being guided like, 32. Now, this is the tip of of possibilities of where a person can go. Honestly, it is. And it's just not, okay, I'm going to release some emotions and I'm going to just be fine. You have to really be committed to it, like honestly, really, really committed. So if you, just as you would be with anything that you're going to be doing, you got to jump in and be totally 100% committed and just do it. And again, like if you need help with that, there's definitely help out there to get you going. So what I love to do is get people going. And that's what mm-hmm. I did a lot with Bill when he would bring people my way. It's like, okay, let's get you really, really strong to work with the emotion code chart and continue to work on yourself.
Okay.
And even if it's like one a day or two a day, but really get comfortable with that. And if you're not, then yeah, give a phone call. Hey, I'm not too sure, I'm not too sure if I'm muscle testing correctly. Like, find out. Really get comfortable with your body because there's different things that can throw you off. Like, if you're dehydrated, if your neck's out of joint, then that can throw you off for your muscle, for your testing. And mm-hmm. just praying. Like, okay, yeah, I'm praying to God here. Like, help me out. Please help me out. And getting in that quiet place and not getting distracted because you're making dinner or doing this and they're doing that, then you're thinking, oh, I know, but I have to go do, I have to go to the store, then I have to go, you know how our minds can work. You have to really force yourself, just like, okay, no disruptions, no computer, nothing. You're just really still. And if you need to get centered, go outside if you can, or if it's like where I'm living at, where it's like 26 below right now. Maybe it is for you in Illinois. I don't know, but it's really cold. But, you know, even if it's, I don't know, 10 seconds out in the cold air just to get that connection in nature, come back in again. Put the sign on the door, no disruptions, leave me alone. This is your time. And do the work. If it's 5 minutes, then great, I did 5 minutes. You know, not where it's this really stressful, oh, I got to do all this work. Just like, I'm going to come in, I'm going to dedicate 5 minutes and work on my emotions. I'm going to find out if I have a trapped emotion, if your body's going four, yes, okay. Is it safe for me to release that trapped emotion? Your body's going forward, great, yes. If it goes back, it would be like, oh, I guess I can't do it now. Well, maybe just check in. Is it safe for me to release another trapped emotion in, you know, half an hour or this afternoon? Your body might go, okay. So, you know, ask. Communicate.
All of that is in the book. Like I'm supposed to ask myself, is it safe to release the emotion?
Yes, it is. Yes, you do need to ask that, because you know what happens, and I'm going to give you a sample. When I heard many years ago, I don't even know, 7 maybe, I was listening to Dr. Nelson and to this emotion call, and I wasn't even looking for it. It just sort of popped up when I was Googling something else. So that was interesting, because I've been doing energy work for a while, and I was very interested in it. So I thought, well, this is kind of cool. I'm going to learn this. And so I had a friend, and I said, oh, Charlene, can I work with you? I want to show you this. And she was a practitioner herself, so it was, thank goodness. So anyways, I'm releasing one emotion after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. And she called me a few days later. She said, Brenda, I was so sick. I was like, oh, no, because Dr. Nelson does say you have to check in, because this is energies, and you just don't want to overdo anything. Like, you wouldn't want to go to a dentist and have all your top teeth replaced at the same time. You know, you want to do whatever your body can handle. So you have to really, yeah, test. Ask, you know, is it safe for me to continue on? Could be your body saying no. And it will tell you, believe me. And it's good, you know. And I want a definite yes. Body, show me a yes. Body, show me a no. Get really firm with it. I want, show me, you know, guide me. So for sure. So it honestly, you have to develop the trust. And if you're feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, there's reasons for that. And that's where I like to go and find out, okay, why are you not trusting that you can even do the work? Because there's reasons for that. So then I go to where I've been trying to go. And if it's something that's held, for example, if you've ever heard of chakras in the root chakra, where you don't feel, or you know, whatever chakra I get guided to, maybe you feel you don't deserve to heal. That's why you can't muscle test. Oh, and I find out, really, you don't deserve to heal? Okay, then I'm asking, well, you know, where do we go with this? Do I need any more information? And it could be, oh, yes, I do. Well, what is that? It's an inherited, you do not deserve to heal. I'm giving an example. So then you go through and you go, okay, well, let's get rid of this one. And what's really good with the inherited ones, and I just was doing this again today with a client, is that you're helping your ancestors. This is so cool. So when you get really confident with the muscle testing, you can even check in. Okay, are my ancestors, are they with me today? And you'll find out. There would be a yes or a no. Typically they are. And it's just like, oh, what a great feeling to be not only helping yourself, but ask your ancestors too. So there's so many, you know, cool things that we can do. So, yeah, so it's really getting confident to this and asking, can I go any further? And if you're being told no, then to honor that. And it's like, okay. And then, you know, check again the next day. Is this something that I can safely do? Can I safely release a trapped emotion? Yes.
Okay.
And start working with on yourself. So the whole thing is to be empowered. And, yes, there's many other things out there. It can get all confusing when it, with energy work because there's so much out there. But the thing is to get you going on that, to get you strong with the emotion code chart. And then that's where I come in working because I've been doing this for many years. I do it full time. That's where I come in and I'm testing, okay, what else is going on? Because it could be that your body is saying, I'm just giving you an example, that you're not drinking enough water. Or then I'm asking, well, why is that? I'm just going to give another example again because it comes up for me, that your cells are only able to hold on to, for example, 23% H2O. So I'm asking, well, why is that? So if you have, for example, again, a belief that you don't deserve to live, therefore you're not taking in life, then your cells are not holding on to the H2O.
Did you say that came up for me?
No, I'm giving you an example.
Okay.
Not to worry.
Okay.
Not to worry. I just want to give you an example of where a person can go. But
okay.
I don't want you to worry about that. I just want you and for everybody else on this call who's going to listen later, get really strong working with the emotion code chart. I think it's brilliant what Dr. Nelson put together, but you have to use it or you lose it. You know the saying, like take it, you can buy the book, you can download it, but if you're not using it, then what's the point?
Okay, you know? So then do you, like you've used it for your life, but do you find that you have to continue using it?
Absolutely, because you could be, every single day, absolutely, because it just takes the simplest things. For example, I could clear my heart wall, and that's the whole discussion itself, but I could have a wall around my heart because I've been hurt, and I've cleared it. And then say I bump into someone who's hurt me in the past, I don't know, like a friend or relative, and then all of a sudden you're just feeling this heart wall emotion of abandonment, like it's just coming up. Then, yeah, I do. It's being proactive. It's like brushing your teeth every day. You just don't brush it once, and then you're fine for the rest of your life. Like, this is something you got to do every single day. Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Because they're, and once you start doing this and start realizing that, oh, my gosh, it's so empowering. You want to be empowered, and it's for all of us. Like I wish I knew these tools years ago. Many years ago, I was working in the corporate world for over 30 years, oil and gas industry in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I was having health issue, and I kept pushing everything aside because I had to make money. I had to, you know, just make money, make a livelihood, and then I had a cardiac arrest. Unexpected one, and I had a near-death experience where they lost me. It took two doctors to bring me back. Yeah, and it was obviously very traumatic, but not only on a physical level, but emotional, spiritual, all levels. And I thought, okay, I'm listening. Like it was, I had to be knocked over the head by a 2x4 because I wasn't listening, that I needed to step into this full time. And sometimes that's what happens. We just have stuff happen, and it's just like we're not listening. So once you start doing the work, it gets exciting, and then you think, oh, my gosh, you know, and who else could I help out? Who could I practice with? It could be you're calling your sister-in-law or your daughter or someone, just saying, hey, you know, I'm just learning this. Can I work with you? And just, you know, just do it. Because the more that you're helping out other people, you're helping yourself. So it's a win-win situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So what it's so much that it's quite heavy what you're going through, and I'm quite sure I can feel the pressure of what you should do and shouldn't do. And again, for everybody, there's a wonderful naturopath, Dr. Judy Sigar. I am going to mention it because I know she's worked with Bill for years. If you need a naturopath, because I'm not one, if you want to work with me, obviously I'll do that. And I'm giving a discount like I did for Bill for years. So that's all very discounted for anybody that comes through Bill's group. I give a heavy discount. I want to help everybody out. My mother died of cancer, and I wish I had the tools, wish I had the knowledge. I wish I knew this now, not saying that this is it, this is going to cure everything, but I know it's one big piece. I know that. It just is. How could it not be? You can't discount emotions and then, you know, take all this other stuff, but you're not dealing with the stuff that, you know, the emotions, the blockages, these beliefs that we take on that are blocking our health, you know, blocking the way to moving ahead in life. So it's really, really important. So, yeah, I am offering that, and I'm just going to have you let you know. You know what I'll do is just post that also in the Facebook group, but just email me at LainoffBrenda, that's LAINOF, Brenda, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. So again, that's LAINOF, just one F, BRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. And once you go to my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, not com, but CA, whisperingenergetic.ca, and sign up for my newsletter. You can get the free meditations. I have a whole library of interviews, 3 with Bill Henderson. So there's a lot of good information in there. And inspirational stories of, I have a doctor on there who just recently, well, she had cancer 5 times. It's amazing. She's called the connoisseur. She had cancer 5 times. She's in California, and she's so inspirational. And her name's Dr. Marilyn, so if you can just even Google her in search for my radio shows, there's some really great stories of people that just are just done phenomenal. So I encourage you to do that. Sign up, get your free meditations, and I send out my newsletter and let you know about promotions and things that are going on. So, yeah, do that. Just so anybody here on, I'll extend this to the replay who's on tonight. Feel free to do that. And I just want to help out and continue helping Bill on the other side. So that's what I enjoy to do. So thanks for coming on, Marlene. And make sure you're drinking lots of water afterwards because we're releasing energy. Again, if you're a little bit tired, that can happen. You might have a good sleep tonight. Or energized, it can kind of go one way or the other. So just to keep that in mind, that's energy releasing. And, yeah, get excited about it. Take charge. There's a lot that we can do here on Earth. You know, a lot of people we can help out. So as you're healing, know that you're also healing other people because you're going to be sharing the word and how they can heal themselves. And we know we might as well make good use of our time here on Earth, and that's my plan. So let's do it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So take care and bye, everybody. And I'll have this replay. I'll be posting it on Bill Henderson's Facebook group here shortly. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.